Hello, Sexy Sunday. It's the best day of the week because I get to share a convo with you about sex, relationships, and being the most free and confident version of yourself. I'm big on making my own rules and normalizing these kinds of conversations because I believe that the more we talk about it, the better sex we're all going to have because we'll be more educated and hornier. We walk around and hardly broach this topic in our normal lives, but I'm trying to change that. This is storytelling that's entertaining as hell, that will leave you laughing and gasping, introducing ideas that'll change you and break you open to celebrating your sexy self. Come with a curious head and brave heart, and let's play. I'm Bonnie Weeks, and this is gonna be fun. Oh my gosh, here we are. I'm not sure if I should puke or cry or go out dancing or do a combo of all three things right now. There's some turmoil in my body, but mostly it is just me feeling so freaking excited about this. I have thought about splitting off the sex conversations from my podcast, Yoga Strong, where I talk about the practice of paying attention, and the Let's Talk About series that I've had monthly there for over a year, and really creating two separate things. And today is that day. In this time of having these conversations about sex exist on my podcast, I also have been doing something. So I want to give you a little backstory here as this intro podcast, the backstory of why Sexy Sunday. And I think learning information about a name is telling or can be quite telling. And there's some things behind the name of this. And so I want to begin there. Sexy Sunday comes from my weekly poetry prompts that I have been sharing on Instagram since December of 2019. Every Sunday since December of 2019, I have posted a picture that is not me doing yoga on Instagram or lifting or coaching in any way. And it's a poem I wrote that is something sexual or relationship exploration or self exploration. And with that, I use several words or an idea from the poem as a prompt to invite other people to participate. Now, I don't know if you know this, but you know, many podcasts can have the same name, and naming this podcast Let's Talk About Sex was not going to work. Mainly because I didn't want to name it something that a lot of other people have named a podcast. And it was one of those things that it was just this past 2 weeks that it came to me that I will call the podcast Sexy Sunday. And it was one of those decisions, and perhaps you've had these too, where once you find the answer, you're like, oh, right. Of course it's that. Like, why would it be anything else? Because I've been doing this Sexy Sunday poetry prompt for almost 2.5 years at this point. And so having a podcast that drops on Sunday that celebrates all of this at the same time, it just makes so much sense. So that is where Sexy Sunday the podcast comes from. The poetry prompt is it comes from the poetry prompt for Sexy Sunday. But where did the Sexy Sunday poetry prompt come from? So this is a little backstory on me as your host, and you're going to hear a lot from me through this podcast. So where the hell am I coming from? Now, there's going to be stories to come, of course, but I grew up Mormon. And about 6 years ago, my then husband and our three kids left the church. And about 2.5 years ago, we decided to get divorced. And prior to that divorce and separation then, we decided to be non-monogamous for about 1.5 years. So those are all several different pieces in there. We got some religion, we got some kids, we've got divorce and co-parenting and non-monogamy. I'd never had sex with anybody else before I was married to my then husband, and I've had sex with more than one person now. and have shared more stories than I ever knew that I would share, and many more to come. So during that time of non-monogamy, I started writing some poetry, and I would share it on Instagram. And you know, a lot of it, even though it was sexual in nature, or talking about relationships, as maybe painful as this might sound, it wasn't about my then husband. Because we were non-monogamous and really then exploring so many different experiences that I never had before, like it really kind of created in me this drive and desire to write about it. And so the poems that I wrote weren't about my then husband. And I know that there was a friend that when we decided to separate said, "Oh, but you know, Bonnie is writing all these poems about you." And they weren't about him. And that can be its own story and own navigation, yeah? But that's an important part to this story because he separated. We separated in October of 2019, which was actually the very first month of Yoga Strong podcast. And the fourth episode into that podcast, I shared how we were separating. And I'm, you know, there's going to be more episodes coming talking about relationships. His sex is going to be talking about relationships as well. And he left. And all of a sudden, when I shared poetry, that people thought I was writing about him because I was not public with my non-monogamy, that I realized that when I shared poems, that people who might wonder if they're true would realize they were not about him. And all of a sudden I had to face myself and say, "Oh, well, what do I think about that? And what will other people think about that? And what do I think about people thinking about things about me, thinking about sex? And talking about relationships and talking about, I don't know, all the things that can be existing in sexy Sunday poetry where there are no rules." And there was a poem that I wanted to post and wanted to share. And I remember talking to him and I told him, you know, I said, "You know, it's really interesting because he knows that I was writing this poetry." And I told him how I was having this internal dilemma of figuring out if I could post this or not. And, you know, there's something I found that if there's ever a time I feel like I am asking for permission, I am not ready to do the thing. If I feel like I have to ask permission to do something, then I do not believe in it enough myself, and it is not ready for me to decide. And so I waited. I waited as I thought about this, because I didn't need to ask his permission to post a poem, or I just needed to do it if I was going to believe in it, right? If I could stand behind it. Whatever the decision is, and I really have used this as a guiding tool for a lot of decisions for myself. And so, thinking about this, there was one morning, I believe it was the day before I did it, as sometimes happens for me, once it's time to do the thing, then I do the thing. So I woke up and I wanted to post the poem. And then I thought to myself, you know what? Bonnie, you're not just going to post the poem. You're going to post the poem that you've been nervous to share because then people are going to know things about you. And you're going to invite them to write too. So Sexy Sunday Poetry Prompt was born from my own bravery to do the damn thing. And the amount of curiosity that I continually have to approach that with, and the amount of joy that that's given my life because I'm here. And I sure as hell couldn't have seen this moment almost 2.5 years ago. It was almost a year later that I started recording episodes on Let's Talk About Sex on Yoga Strong, and now I'm here. And it continually amazes me at the ways that when I act in bravery, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing or where it's going to go, but that I believe in where I'm standing. Like, it continues to surprise me. It continues to change my life. And it continues to bring me joy. Even though a lot of people know a lot of things about my sex life. But you know, it's because of that, that then people also share the ways that stories about sexuality and about relationships and about me navigating my relationship and about co-parenting and about divorce and all of these things, that it, the feedback I've heard from others, I love hearing your stories so much. This podcast is about feeling less alone, about saying the things out loud and normalizing it, about being more human. There was somebody in the grocery store who saw me the other day, and it's been a while since somebody has come up to me, I guess, you know, COVID and masks and all the things, but I saw her walking up to me and looking at me intently, and she said, "Hi, I follow you on Instagram." I was like, "Oh, hello." I was like, "Who is this person? Do I know this person?" And she's like, "Instagram." I was like, "Okay." She's like, "It's so weird to see you doing something normal." And then we had this conversation and it was great. And it made me feel high, right? I just was like, oh my gosh, like, we're real people here. I'm currently sitting in my plant office with my giant ass Monstera. And my kids are upstairs. You know, a couple of them are playing Brawl Stars. The other one's drawing. The other one's playing with his friend somewhere. And I'm a mom here. And I'm a woman and I'm a human. And this past week and a half, I've had COVID at this current moment. And I'm beginning something new and it's making me feel alive. And I'm inviting you to be here for the ride. This podcast is going to include conversations with close friends. It's going to have conversations with people who are normal people, people who are navigating their own sexuality and sex lives and who are interested in sharing that. I'm excited this podcast is going to be real honest. And perhaps there are some folks who will want to have their stories anonymous, who are willing to share, but I understand that too. And while this is a podcast that is, you know, not me coming from a place as a sexologist or sex therapist or of any sorts, but somebody who's interested in talking about these things and about holding space for these kinds of conversations, because I know that they have already changed lives. I hope when you see me in the grocery store, you say hi. I hope you tell me that you've listened to the podcast or you've practiced yoga with me online or that you want to come to my garage yoga and my gym. It makes me feel less alone as much as it makes you feel less alone. And that's why I do this shit. There's going to be more personal stories and I'm looking forward to sharing space on this podcast with my ex, with my kid's dad, and having conversations about co-parenting and about separation and sharing more stories about non-monogamy and navigating that, about what I'm currently doing or how my current relationship is with my lover, and conversations about radical honesty and being a mom and a sexual human, ? Oh, hell yes. And I really believe that it's important that all genders are represented in these kinds of conversations, and that especially people of different genders are talking together about these subjects. We need each other. It's also going to be conversations about talking to kids about all the things. And the big goal of this podcast is that it becomes the go-to sex and relationship storytelling podcast, and that you want to share it with all your friends because it changes your life as you explore what is possible or pleasurable, and that it just brings you great joy. I think about when I was still in the Mormon church and I started reading women's health magazines. And there would be small articles that I'd read when we'd be on a road trip and the kids are in the back and I'm sitting there next to their dad and reading some article that there's inevitably things about sex in the women's health magazine and some ideas. And like one of them, oh, I remember one right now. Okay, here we are. Here we are. Let the randomness begin. I remember there was one article about the way your anus can be stimulated by balls. Meaning that if somebody who has a vagina is being penetrated and by the rocking motion, or the thrusting motion, right? And balls move. And that the outer, you know, the outer ass, right? Like your anus is like there. And if balls are touching that, that can feel pleasurable for people. So this is the story in the Women's Health magazine. And me at the time is not somebody who's talking a lot about what I like or what I want in regards to sex. And I brought it up. We're in the car. The kids are younger at this point and not listening to everything we were saying. I mean, who knows? Maybe they were. And I kind of presented this as like, did you know, like I'm reading this article, right? I could blame it on the article, be like, oh, this article says this. And then, you know, his follow-up questions and our conversation were then like, it gave me the seed to begin the conversation where then I could share like, oh, hell yes, that feels real great on my ass. And that's actually something I think about, but it's not something I've ever told you. And you know what? I love it. I love all of that because I wouldn't have even thought about that. But thank you, Women's Health, Women's Health Magazine, because here I am now today. And I truly want you to feel the clarity and confidence to choose what you want, to know that you're worth it, and to feel that freedom to move and find your pleasure and get laid and have the conversations and be really honest. And I hope this podcast is the opening for creating those conversations, and that you share it, that you share reviews and leave me comments about this, because it's all about the people here. Thank you for being here and participating in these stories and continuing the conversation off the podcast. And for those of you who will be on the podcast, thank you for making that time to bring your stories to a bigger audience that is making a difference in all of our lives. You are more than one thing. You are more than just a mom or just a dad or just somebody who works at that place or somebody who makes that type of food. You are so much more than that. I want you to celebrate all of you, all of your parts. And if you see me in the grocery store, say hi. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Celebrate your sexy self. Happy Sexy Sunday.